Kundalini Yoga. The Yoga of Power. There are many different types of meditations, yoga techniques and spiritual practices, each carefully created to produce certain effects on our body, mind and spirit. Some have been designed to bring inner peace, some to increase our awareness, some to increase the connection with our higher self, and some to produce certain effects such as activating the Kundalini energy. Kundalini Yoga in this case is one of those meditations that works on the Kundalini energy. Obvious from its name, Kundalini Yoga is referred to practices that are aimed at activating and awakening this sacred energy and bringing it up to the crown. Kundalini energy is necessary to upgrade the physical body and the brain, and activating it is crucial for anyone on the spiritual path, which enables the practitioner to capture and record the inner experiences through the brain. Without this energy, registering the higher frequencies and vibrations is almost impossible. The purpose of such meditations is therefore to create changes in the system and the physical body through activating this precious energy, which is dormant with most people. This Kundalini energy can either be awakened through certain yoga practices and techniques, or it can just get activated spontaneously. Without thorough preparations and purifications, activation of the Kundalini energy is considered as a curse rather than a blessing, as it can bring along many sorts of problems, from physical pains and illnesses, to psychological imbalances, sexual syndromes and hallucinations. Kundalini yoga in this case is aimed at providing techniques to prepare the chakras and the energy body, and then awaken and activate the Kundalini energy. There are many types of yoga techniques being practiced from ancient times till now that are believed to be helpful in achieving this purpose. With most types of Kundalini yoga, this coiled-like energy at the base of the spine is awakened by the will of the practitioner from the basic chakra, and is pulled up to the crown through visualization, breathing techniques or chanting mantras. The problem with this method of awakening is the willpower of the practitioner and the cleanliness of his or her chakras. If the chakras are not clean and purified enough, the Kundalini energy, which acts as a fertilizer, can harm the practitioner in his or her spiritual journey instead of helping. Kundalini basically activates each and every seed in the chakras, good, as well as bad. With most people, without regular purifications, many negative seeds, thought forms and emotions exist which are deeply rooted inside the chakras. These seeds and negative thought forms can belong to previous incarnations, or can be gathered in the current life itself. When Kundalini energy reaches each chakra, since it acts as a fertilizer, it activates all these seeds and thought forms inside the chakra. The lower chakras are basically related to the lower nature and the needs of the physical and emotional bodies, and since in these methods the practitioners start bringing the Kundalini energy from the base of the spine, up to the head, the lower nature gets activated first before the higher nature is activated, which can create serious problems on the character and personality. It can also lead to many Kundalini syndromes, including the sexual syndrome that many complain of. Since in ancient times the spiritual practitioners had the chance of living with a teacher or a guru, the condition was different, as the teacher could observe and help the students deal with various character flaws and syndromes. Furthermore, often the teachers would teach the Kundalini yoga to students who had first purified their system to a great extent. In our current era, the concept of spirituality is different though. Practitioners are not living with the teacher anymore, and in fact one spiritual teacher can have millions of students all over the world. The direct observation and supervision is not provided like before, and therefore a system is required that is self-reliant and is designed to suit this modern lifestyle. Arhatic Yoga Kundalini Meditation is one of such techniques that can safely awaken and activate this precious energy, and its secret is in the way of awakening the Kundalini. In Arhatic Yoga Kundalini Meditation the sequence is different. The higher chakras get activated first in the process of meditation, before activating the lower chakras. This gives enough power and authority to the higher chakras to gain control over the lower nature. Divine energy as an intervening factor is also used to safely activate and carefully bring the Kundalini energy up to the crown. As divine energy has healing and regulating power, it can cleanse, activate and transform the chakras as well. In this way, by practicing the Arhatic Yoga Kundalini meditation, not only the chakras and the aura gets cleansed and transformed, but also the Kundalini energy gets activated and awakened safely and carefully, which reduces the possibilities of experiencing Kundalini syndromes. The effects of this meditation include activated brain cells, upgraded physical body, purified aura, and activated chakras, greater spiritual experiences, more inner power, and eventually experiencing bliss and illumination. Created by Sound Gecko.